Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 6 trailer and all of the theories that come along with it.
All that right after this. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
What is happening, Jeff Randall?
Man, that's my intro to every time you ask, like, how are you?
Yeah.
I always start with, man, like...
You have started doing that a lot recently. You're just very excited about pretty much all the content.
I am, because the upcoming content looks amazing. None of it's Inhumans. None of it's got Scott Buck's fingers in it.
Yeah, that's true. The only two things we've ever like really not liked have it's like there's a lot of content in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Scott Buck was responsible for like literally the two worst pieces, and that's kind of, I feel bad for the guy.
And you know, some would argue that Shane Black is also, you know, responsible for some missteps.
All right.
But we're not into that.
We disagree on Iron Man 3 being bad, but I don't think you're arguing that Iron Man 3 is as bad as either of those other two things.
Inhumans, oh, absolutely not.
Inhumans or Iron Fist. Thank you.
No, in no way am I saying that.
Okay. So I just wanted to clear that up. Like, you can make an argument that Iron Man 3 is like the worst or one of the worst of the movies. And I'll listen to that argument. I will not stand for an argument that it's worse or on the same level.
Or even as bad.
Yeah. All right. Well, today we're talking about this Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. trailer. This is exciting and also a little confusing.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel. Spoiler alert for season 5 of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because Agent Coulson's dead.
Is he, though?
You know, I don't know. I think he is. That's where my confusion comes from. It's not that I don't want Agent Coulson back, but I think they left it in a nice, beautiful place. I don't think we need Coulson back.
Would you say they left it in a magical place?
Yeah, they did. They did. It's funny. They weren't in Tahiti, were they?
I really want them to have been in Tahiti.
Yeah, I never really thought about that. Maybe we
like
did at the
actual
time.
Tahiti.
Yeah, maybe he actually went to Tahiti. That would have been a nice little line for his like, where do you want to go? I've heard Tahiti's nice.
Yep.
It's pretty funny.
So, okay, after watching the trailer for season 6, the first look and everything, like I got really excited from one line that May said. It was in response to Mac saying, you know, I'm glad you got some time together. She said, we got more than we bargained for.
Was it bargained for? I thought it was more than we thought we would or something like that.
As far as I recall, it was bargained for. We got more than we thought we would, yeah. Is what she said.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay.
So, when I first heard it, I, you know, originally interpreted it as, oh, we got more time than we thought that, you know, that he would have. And, you know, it just chalks up to him being a strong, strong person and, you know, able to hold on as long as possible for her.
Right.
But then my thought was, what if she meant we got more than we bargained for? And I took that to a very out there place.
Okay, so but is that out there place still makes sense if they didn't say bargained?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is your what's your theory?
Well, the theory got rocked a little bit by the fact that he died in Avengers the movie. But what if it's Coulson that's a Skrull?
Yes, I think that's not a bad idea. But I think it's very possible he's a Skrull in this season, I think.
Oh yeah,
I think that's very possible.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I don't know. I just don't see him being a Skrull in the long run.
You know, my thought is
he died once. He would have reverted to being a Skrull. At least that's how it works in the comics, right?
That's how it works in the comics. But what if it doesn't work in the comics like that? Yeah, but then how do you know who's a Skrull?
Then we wouldn't even know. Like now, you know what I mean? Like it's not like he would die and she'd go, "Oh, I got more than I bargained for." She'd just never know.
yeah. But like, if he hadn't died, or if he hadn't like,
if this wasn't his second death,
if he had just been like gravely injured and kind of carted off, and like, oh no, he was hanging on by a thread. If it hadn't been that, you know,
right.
Then it could have been, you know, he reverts on the beach and she's like, oh my god, he's a Skrull. Or, you know, if she even knew.
Now, he could have been replaced since then.
Yep. Or, you know, some Skrull could have seen him and, you know, done, like, taken his form or whatever, and then gone back to,
sure,
you know, their Skrull land, Skrull world.
Yeah.
All Skrulla, right. if you will.
I think those are all interesting theories, but I don't think they're anywhere in this trailer.
No. Well, my thought,
more than we thought we would, which...
My thought behind it is that later you see the guy that is played by Clark Gregg, I have no idea who it is, but he looks like Phil Coulson, and they said, you're from S.H.I.E.L.D., and he said, never heard of it. Mm-hmm. So what if, in Captain Marvel, he's not actually a part of S.H.I.E.L.D.? What if he's a part of, like, the CIA or the FBI, and then he gets recruited to be part of S.H.I.E.L.D. at the end of the movie, except it's not him that gets recruited, it's the Skrull.
Okay, so maybe the Coulson we've known all along has been a Skrull, but the real Coulson was out in space somewhere, having been replaced by a Skrull.
Maybe.
That's a fun idea. But I do think him dying kind of interrupts that, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think that's either of those, probably, though. It looks like his gun reminds me a lot of Star-Lord's gun.
Yeah, it does.
And the fact that they're going to be in space a lot this season makes me think this guy is from space. And the fact that he looks so much like Coulson, like, we just have no idea what that means. And I think they're going to try to surprise us. I think they're going to go with something different that we're not
Multiverse.
Expecting. Yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm saying, I'm putting my claim on multiverse. I think that's the most likely, is a Coulson from a different timeline.
It's the easiest solution. Multiverse, obvious.
Yeah, that's what me and Dave from the Star Trek Universe podcast are constantly having to say multiverse, because they keep changing things in the canon slightly in Discovery, and so right. Dave has just resigned himself to be like, yep, it's all multiverse, I just don't care anymore. They're changing things and it just means it's a different universe. I have to think about it as a different universe. And I'm over there, you know how much I love canon, so I'm like fighting for the canon. I'm like, no.
Don't do it.
Stop changing things you don't need to change. It doesn't add anything to the story. You're just changing things because you wanna, and it's making it dumber. Sorry. Anyway, Star Trek Universe podcast, check that out.
Where Matt says things are dumb. And
doesn't that sound fun?
And Dave has resigned himself.
the only podcast you really need, the podcast where we, you know, are over there just complaining about canon. We actually have tried to, we like have conversations about it all the time, where we're like, all right, let's keep the canon talk down to a minimum. Because there are great, interesting things happening in this show, but we, being the canon heads that we are, keep like diverting to, but why does this conflict with episode 67 of the original series?
Oh man, that reminds me of an email that we got, and I'm gonna read it on here instead of the feedback one. It's super short. It's from Rowan. He says, Hi, I've been listening for quite a while now, and have only now thought to send feedback. All I want to say is that out of all the superhero podcasts, this is by far the best. And that the DC On Screen podcast is pointless because everything that they're covering is bullshit.
Aww. he's not insulting the DC guys, though, so I can be on board if he right. just doesn't like the DC stuff. I love the DC guys, but
Yeah. Maybe not their content.
The content they cover is not my favorite, which is why I do this podcast.
So yeah, that reminded me of that, you know, the whole thing of like, maybe it's not the best and we shouldn't trash it so bad, but let's try to be a little more chipper.
Yeah. And let me be clear too. I actually think that Star Trek Discovery, the new Star Trek, is great. I think it's really good.
Except for the canon.
The little canon issues aside, and they have brought some of them in line now. They say that everything they're doing will bring it into canon, but me and Dave are just constantly questioning that. We're like, I don't see how this could be canon. But they have done a few things that brought it back into canon. So it's pretty cool.
All right. So we're here to talk about a trailer, a season 6 teaser, if you will. And it looks like season 6 is coming out in, what, May?
Yeah, May or June? It's like the week after Endgame it starts or something like that, right?
Yeah, and they've already been greenlit for season 7, which is crazy.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep. That is huge. That news, we covered that like a while ago.
Yeah, I don't remember things.
Okay.
I try, but I'm not good at it. That's awesome. That's really, really cool. I was a little worried that now that Coulson was gone, this would be the final season, because it seems like that happens a lot in television. Like the main character leaves, or they change the focus of the show to a new character, and then suddenly the show just ends.
Yeah. Let's see. It was back in November. November 16 is when it got renewed.
Nice.
For season 7. But recently there's been a lot of talk about season 7 likely being its end. It got renewed for 13 episodes.
Okay. Well, I think 7 seasons is a long time for a show. That's a pretty good run. And the whole thing about Coulson not being there is not the case, apparently. Apparently Coulson's coming back in some form.
In some form or fashion.
Yeah. And the way they focus the season 6 trailer so much on that, it makes it like, if I'd seen just one shot of Coulson, I might have thought it was just like a one episode thing, but they seem to be focusing on that fact that he's coming back a lot. And I wonder if he'll be there for like the most of the season or whatever.
The thought about like it's multiverse is kind of the... It's like the default. Like if you're ticking off boxes of like what they've done, it's like, yep, robots, check, aliens, check, robots taking over, sure, magic, yeah, other magical dimensions, kind sure. of, sure, you know, like
yeah.
mutated yeah. humans from history, you know, time travel,
robot
check.
Uprisings, like they're
going into space, sure.
Yeah.
Like they've done a lot of everything. And so now it's like, well, what have they not done? Multiverse. They haven't done multiverse. And multiverse is the easiest way to get a Phil Coulson back in. And it's the easiest way to introduce the X-Men and the Fantastic Four.
Yeah. Well, and they have introduced the idea of multiverse with the entire future storyline that they went into, where they went into space, because that was an alternate reality. It ended up being an alternate reality.
Yeah, and, you know, recently I went back and watched Ant-Man and the Wasp. It's on Netflix right now, so we're just kind of flipping through, and one of the kiddos hasn't seen it because he was out on he was at summer camp the week that it came out, so we just went ahead and watched it again for him. And like everything that they're doing with the quantum realm seems to be more an in-between, like in-between universes kind of place. Because there was, when they were shrinking, when he's shrinking the ship toward the end and he's going to look for Janet, he gets to the space that they call the quantum void, where there's the blackness, there's nothing. That's where Scott was.
Okay.
And then he goes through something, like he punches through, and it has some give, like sort of like he's going through a fabric, almost like he's going through the fabric of space into a different place, and then ends up in the quantum realm.
Yeah, we don't really understand how the quantum realm works, and they treat the quantum realm like it is a place that people go, which to me doesn't make a lot of sense I don't see how you're getting there by shrinking, I guess, is the thing. Like, if you're getting smaller and smaller and smaller, like when they find Janet in Ant-Man and the Wasp, like, how does she know to be, how is she there? If all she did was get smaller, you'd think she would still be floating somewhere in a very small, she'd be very subatomic, floating somewhere up where that missile was in the first Ant-Man, you know?
Yeah, you would think if it's just that she's tiny in space as we understand it,
right?
Then yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
But what if she's not affected by gravity from Earth anymore? Or what if,
sure,
because she got so small, she could, like, sort of like a needle through fabric. You know, the needle is not the same thickness all the way through. It's very, very tiny at the point. So that's how it gets through the fabric. So that's how she punched through to the quantum realm. She got through the fabric of space.
Right.
She just had to shrink down far enough. That's kind of where my head's at on it, but I don't know. We probably won't see anything about it until Avengers comes out.
I think that's Endgame. The case. I think you're right, but it just seems like weird science to me. Like, it doesn't seem
yeah.
It doesn't seem like a legitimate, I mean, not that there is a way we know of to punch through to another alternate reality or alternate dimension or whatever the quantum realm is, but getting smaller and smaller doesn't seem like it would just, like, drop you into another realm. But I always said that when the first time we watched Ant-Man, I just thought the quantum realm was like a place so small that you're still in the same space you were always in. You're just in this strange, like, it's so, you're so small that you're you know, seeing those little tardigrades and stuff.
The tardigrade fields.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the time vortexes, we mm-hmm. can't save you. Yep. I mean, in the comics, they got to the microverse by right. shrinking small enough to get through a tunnel. Could be explained by, you know, you have to shrink small enough to get through the quantum mesh, if you will, the fabric of reality.
But do all of our, everywhere in our universe connect to the same place in the quantum realm? Like, that's kind of what I'm saying, is like, anyway.
I don't know, man.
This has nothing to do with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It really doesn't.
We've been talking 15 minutes and we keep diving into other stuff.
It's all multiverse.
It is.
The thing.
What are your general impressions about this trailer?
My general impressions about the trailer is that it's not actually really even a trailer for season 6, other than to say, like, season 6 is happening and there's going to be stuff in it. Be excited. It's like, you know, the Coulson will be there, so don't worry. You'll have to come back and find out what happened to him to, you know, have Clark Gregg come back and why it's reasonable. He won't have to wear a weird bracelet on his arm anymore. Probably, you know, this one didn't get his hand cut off. And they got to go and find Fitz, so it's going to be space-related. So it just kind of seems to recap some of the stuff and do the things that we expect from the next season. And it's not really saying anything that I wasn't expecting to have happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Well, so to me so far, the trailer is just like a bunch of vignettes, a bunch of little things that they're saying, aren't you excited about this image and this image and this image? It kind of broke my heart, seeing Coulson explaining to Mac who he needed to be, and then
yeah.
him walking through the hologram, like realizing it was a hologram. That was real sad. I guess he gave him the toolbox or whatever.
Yeah, it looks like he recorded some new messages for the toolbox to give to Mac.
But wasn't he planning to give it to Daisy? And I wonder if that'll be a thing. Like, if the messages are actually for Daisy, not for him, and he'll be like, well, if he'll feel, I don't know, like it's not his purpose, or like he has to prove himself as the new director, which I'm sure he will anyway, but if he's always kind of feeling like he wasn't, this job wasn't meant for him, that could be interesting.
it's going to be really funny if a recording of Coulson is just like, all right, Daisy, listen here. And Mac is sitting there like, not Daisy.
Well, that's, I mean, like, yeah, it's funny, kind of, but it could be kind of sad. Like, it could be kind of, like, poignant that he always meant to leave this to Daisy, and now Mac's taking over, you know? I think it's interesting that they show a shot of Simmons walking up to find the frozen pod that...
Oh, yeah, the cryopod.
It appears, like, they've shown us in this trailer that they're going to find him, and, like, it's already been revealed that he's found or whatever. But I'm wondering if that's a misdirect, like, that they find a frozen pod and it's, like, a different one or something. Like,
it's a different cryopod.
The way they... Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, could be.
Could be. It's like, we haven't seen that many cryopods in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. universe, but, you know... Could be everywhere.
Right. We also haven't had them out in space much. Like, they literally just went to, like, one space structure in an alternate reality. We don't know what they're doing out in space. And there is a shot of, which I hadn't noticed until now, I just freeze-framed it at 37 seconds, and there's a shot of that alien from last season that they were working with. I thought he died, too, didn't he?
I believe he did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, he did in the future. He died in the future. Because it was his battery, his core.
Oh, that's right.
It wasn't that he's an alien, it's that he's a robot.
His core. Right. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's right. They used his core to blow up the future, basically.
Well, it was to destabilize the thing, the time rock, effectively.
Right.
To trigger it and make them go through time.
Yeah. Like I said, blow up the future.
Blow up the future. Absolutely.
Explosion that causes that future to no longer exist. I think I said it succinctly and well.
in a roundabout way, you're right.
There's a shot of him in the trailer, which I hadn't noticed until just now. So fast. But that's cool that he's going to be around. I liked him a lot last season.
Yeah. I didn't know how I felt about him. It was unknown. That's a little joke for people who paid attention to him a lot in the last season.
Yeah.
Anytime, like, at work where I'm feeling fairly robotic and somebody asks me something I don't know, I'll say it like he did. I'll say unknown. And they're just like, okay. Like, no understanding of the reference at all.
No, yeah. You can't expect random people at work to get a deep cut. I didn't fully get it. I vaguely remembered it. So, it's been over a year now. I don't remember all the details of last season.
How do you not, Matt? They were so poignant. Every single one of them is worth remembering.
Single detail. Do you want to go shot by shot on this, or do we want to just talk a few more generalities?
I think generalities are good for this one. I think once we get a full on real trailer out of it, then we can make a good discussion frame by frame.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about May. We talked about Fitz. We talked about we did not talk about this. This looks like there's some sort of team. They said something about they're very powerful or something. Let's say there's some sort of team.
We don't know where they came from.
Some sort of team. They don't know where they came from, which makes me think they're probably not inhumans. They're probably something else, like an alternate reality force of some kind.
Alternate reality force. Yeah. ARF.
Yeah. We should write that comic book.
Yep.
TM.
Alternate reality force TM.
I think
Arf-tum.
I'm excited about the trailer. We've had a lot of people ask us to talk about it. I don't know that there's much else to talk about. I think we kind of covered all the basic bits.
I mean, you know, Coulson is coming back, and it looks like he's, you know, in space.
It looks like they're all... Oh, that's something to talk about. They are... It looks like they're really going out into space. Like,
deep space.
Yeah, deep... Well, they say they have to get to deep space, but we also see ships in a way that we've seen a few ships here and there. Last season, with the space station they were on, and then we also saw in the current timeline that alien species that showed up. But it looks like our team is going like a lot more spacebound than last season.
Yeah, I think that's the major difference in this one, is that instead of it being us being wowed by ships coming to us, it's us building a ship. Like, it's humans building a ship that looks a lot like a bladed weapon, so to speak, going out into, going there.
Why do you think that's a human-built ship?
I don't know. It's focused on them saying, you know, the voiceover right there is, Fitz is out there, we need to go and find him. And that's when the ship comes on the screen, you know, the 25-second mark.
I don't think that's them building a ship, personally. It could be. I think that might be them working with that robot.
Robot? Yeah. Enoch?
Yeah, it could be them working with Enoch.
It could. He did have his own ship. But still, it's them in control of a, you know, a large spaceship and doing the space things. You know, it's not them being assaulted by spacefaring things anymore. Like, they're going out.
Mm.
That's the major difference. I still want that to be S.W.O.R.D.
I think that's what we're getting, even if it's not. And that does look like a S.W.O.R.D. ship to me, but I just don't think they have the tech or the ability yet to build that ship, so I think they're just going to have to work with Enoch somehow.
What if they work with Enoch? Well, what if they work with Enoch to build that ship?
It's possible. I just think that would sort of be silly. Just that this version of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now is very small still. It's just, I don't know, building spacefaring vessels that can do what, all that stuff seems like a big project, and a big project you probably need Fitz for.
they get to Fitz with like a clattering and falling apart ship. It's like, goop, goop, goop. All right, we finally found him.
Wake up, fix it.
Wake up, you gotta fix this. It's broke. We've been holding it together with duct tape.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for checking out the pod today, my friends. We're going to be back real soon with with some talk about some feedback and such tomorrow. And we'll be back next week with Captain Marvel. I'm really, really excited about Captain Marvel.
It comes out this week. Oh, my God. Excited. Less than 1 week.
Woo.
Okay, I'm all right.
We are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. Hit us up at mcucast.com, at mcucast on Twitter, facebook.com/mcucast, mcucast@gmail.com, or call us at 573-CAST-MCU. If you would like to support the podcast, go to patreon.com/mcucast. Thank you to all the people supporting the cast over there. We really appreciate you. And we'll be back. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.